Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
It's not uncommon for college students to take some time off between, say, their freshman and sophomore years. Ken Mink did that. Maybe he even overdid it. Mr. Mink didn't register for his second year at Roane State Community College in Harriman, Tennessee, until 52 years after he'd left as a freshman. But he took right up where he'd left off in terms of intercollegiate activities. He joined the basketball team. Only a Game's Kim Green has that story.
Ken Mink's first basketball career at Lee's Junior College in Kentucky came to a rude halt in 1956. He was expelled for allegedly soaping up the coach's office, something Mink says he didn't do.
That's been like a hole in my heart for 52 years.
That wound didn't heal, even after 4 years in the Air Force, a 38-year career in journalism, and retirement in 1998. Then about a year ago, Mink was out shooting in the neighbor's driveway, hitting shot after shot, and suddenly it came to him. Maybe there was a way to finally fill that hole.
So I came in to the house where my wife Amelia was, and I said, "Honey, I've still got it." And she said, "You got what?"
And he said, "I believe I could play ball." And I said, "You got to be kidding." And he said, "You think I'm crazy?" I said, "Yeah." But that's okay. I knew that.
What she didn't know was that soon after, Mink started writing to colleges near Knoxville, where he lives, asking them if they'd consider letting him play on a team. For weeks, nothing. Then one day, he got a bite.
Where is our top man?
50-year-old Roane State Community College head coach Randy Nesbitt can be found at pretty much any hour, pushing his ball team with the energy of a much younger man. Between practices, he drills individual players on their skills and makes sure they're getting their homework done. He wants these kids to graduate and ideally get a scholarship to play at a four-year college. He says he was unprepared when Mink approached him about joining the team, but before long, Mink's qualities emerged.
He's a little bit awkward, a little bit stiff. He's a pretty good shooter. That looks really good. And I thought, well, you know, if he was perfect Jack LaLanne, it probably wouldn't be as interesting. You know, he's not cheated Father Time in any way. I mean, he runs like a 73-year-old, you know, but mentally he's just got that moxie about him that he believes he can achieve, even with the limitations he's got physically.
Not one of Mink's teammates resents the attention he's getting, or the 5 minutes of playing time he might see when the point spread's too big to worry about. In fact, they say, here's a guy willing to drive 70 miles a day, take a full load of classes, and work incredibly hard at practice with them through an old guy's aches and pains, just to mostly ride the bench. Bahamian Robson Memnon is a redshirt freshman at Roane State.
It motivates us, because to see him doing stuff that we'd be complaining about, and he doing it.
Forward Keith Bauer agrees.
If a 73-year-old man could show up, I could give a little bit of effort.
Cameroon native and forward Camille Ngonagon sees this phenomenon as one that transcends mere basketball.
This is a really, really great lesson that everybody has to learn on the team.
To believe in something that really seems impossible.
It's impossible. Yeah.
Hey, it's good. Friendly roll.
Let's
friendly
see if I can make 10 in a row out here, huh?
Ken Mink is hoping the impossible happens tonight. It's a shimmering Indian summer afternoon. The maples and oaks afire with red and gold. Roane State's season opener begins in a few hours, and Mink's back in the neighbor's driveway where this whole saga began. He's shooting hoops with a young screenwriter named Andrew Chitko, who's come here with a future movie in mind.
Unbelievable!
The old man still got it, right?
I am a believer. Oh, my God!
Mink swishes 11 in a row from 20 feet out. Then he shows me a Kareem move only an old-timer would pull out.
Will you teach me the hook shot?
Yeah.
All right, show me this.
All right, Kim, here's what you do.
Okay.
Take a dribble with your right hand. Now, turn and hook. Yeah!
Ah!
Look at it.
All right.
You scored over me, and wow. I'm 9 inches taller than you are.
He's going to need a few tricks like these tonight to have any chance at all against bigger, faster guys one quarter his age. Roane State comes into the second half up 46-16 against the King College JV team. Mink pedals a stationary bike on the sidelines to warm up. The gym is packed with about three times as many spectators as usual, including camera crews from Inside Edition and a local TV station. Roane State is playing its heart out, trying to rack up enough of a lead to get Mink onto the court. About 4 minutes into the period, Mink goes in. One shot off and misses. A minute later, there's a tense moment when Mink gets trapped in traffic and breaks the pressure with a crisp pass. With a little more than 4 minutes left in the game, the crowd is eager for Mink to score. His teammates want it too, and they're trying their best to get him the ball. A Roan State forward drives the lane, draws Mink's defender, and hits him with a pass. Coach Nesbitt sees the whole thing like it's in slow motion.
With the greatest zeal I've ever seen a defender go after a shooter, he just dead sprinted. And Canton really has a lot of presence of mind. He shot faked him and started to go. But, I mean, there's no way Kent could avoid him. The guy was up in the air, landing on top of him. And I guess in the defender's zeal to not be the one that allowed Ken to score, he was overzealous, and that put him on the free throw line.
Ken Mink's thinning white hair glows yellow under the gym lights. Roan State's home crowd goes quiet as, for the first time since 1956, Mink steps up to the free throw line in a college game. He sinks the first free throw, all net, no pressure. He's dreamed of this moment for 5 decades. Chalk up 2 for the old guy. After the buzzer sounds, he runs over to a roiling mass of male students with Raiders painted on their chests and starts giving high fives.
2 points tonight.
He's my hero!
Thanks for coming out here, guys.
The shirtless guys surround him for a photo. The rest of the crowd presses in to congratulate him or just to soak in the feeling. One man puts his baby girl into Mink's arms.
Oh my gosh,
can we get a picture with you with her?
Oh, man,
please.
Sure.
Here, Kendall.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to hold you.
I'll just stand here.
As I watch this outpouring of emotion, I think about something Coach Nesbitt told me. He said that Ken Mink is not a sideshow, that people root for him because they want to see him accomplish something crazy, something he has no business trying to do. Because seeing the impossible happen, it lifts people up. Nesbitt and his ball team want to be a part of that. For Only a Game, I'm Kim Green in Harriman, Tennessee.
Kim Green's story about Ken Mink will be featured in this week's program. We'll also have a story about a college football rivalry in California that pits two schools not known for gridiron glory against each other, and I'll be talking with college football analyst Dan Wetzel about several universities that are constantly striving to be worthy of the football teams that call them home. We'll be previewing Major League Soccer's championship game, which will occur on Sunday afternoon, and I'll be talking with Declan Hill, who has written a book titled The Fix, in which he argues that soccer isn't as beautiful a game as FIFA would like us all to believe. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.